Quiet Mind, Day 56, Addicted to Being Right. Ego feeds on grievances, reactivity, and the need to prove itself right. You probably know someone who's always upset about something, or maybe that someone is you. Whether it's politics, traffics, their ex, or cold soup, some people seem to live in a near-constant state of irritation. What's really happening there? This is ego on a sugar rush, snacking on outrage to keep itself alive. It's not just complaining anymore, it's reactivity. And that energy, that emotional buzz, is addictive. It fuels a fragile sense of self. And when that upset simmers for years, it becomes a full-blown grievance. Grievances are like emotional fossils, negative energy from the past, hardened into identity. What did they do to me? What they said? What happened to us? These stories get told and retold until the past starts to infect the present. One deep grievance can distort your reality like a cracked lens, tinting how you see people, places, even yourself. Grievances aren't just personal. They can become collective, turning into generational grudges between families, tribes, or nations. Wars have been fought and genocides committed based on ancient grievances passed down like heirlooms. Want to find your own hidden grievances? Ask yourself this: is there someone I haven't fully forgiven? Someone I still mentally argue with or fear bitterness toward? If so, just notice it. Don't force forgiveness. That never works. Instead, become aware of the thoughts and emotions, keeping it alive. See what the grievance is doing, feeding your ego by keeping you stuck in a story. That seeing is what frees you. The past can't stop you from being present. Only your obsession with it can. And that obsession is egoic. Complaining, criticizing, reacting. These aren't just habits. They're ego's ways of feeling bigger, more defined. Because when you say, this shouldn't be happening, or they're wrong, you're secretly saying, I'm right. And ego loves being right more than it loves peace. Being right gives the ego a hit of self-importance. It creates identity out of opinion. This is my view, my judgment, my truth. And to hold that position, it needs someone else to be wrong. That could be your spouse, your coworker, your political rival, or even a bowl of soup. It doesn't matter. Ego will make an enemy out of anything to feed its superiority complex. But what about facts? Isn't it okay to just be right sometimes? Of course. If you say light travels faster than sound, that's a fact. No ego there, unless you start identifying with it. If you need others to believe you, if their disbelief offends you, if you're huffing, why does no one listen to me? Then ego has snuck in the back door. Now it's not just about light and sound, it's about you. The truth doesn't need defending. Reality doesn't flinch if someone disagrees with it. But the ego, it flinches at everything. Even objective facts can become battlegrounds when the I gets involved. And when it comes to less tangible things, opinions, beliefs, judgments, ego is quick to confuse its own perspective with absolute reality. Every ego believes its view is the truth, and it can't separate the facts of life from its reaction to them. This happened becomes, this shouldn't have happened, and suddenly there's conflict. But awareness, simple, quiet observation, is how you break the trance. Awareness sees the difference between what happened and how you feel about it. It gives you space to realize, maybe there's another way to see this. Maybe there's more to the person or situation than the label my ego has slapped on it. On a bigger scale, this I'm right, you're wrong mentality poisons relationships, families, and entire cultures. History is full of people who killed, tortured, and oppressed others in the name of being right. Religious wars, ideological purges, genocides, they all share this core delusion. We have the truth, they are wrong, they must be destroyed. The tragedy? Truth, in these cases, is just a bundle of thoughts, beliefs, stories. And when people cling to thoughts as if they are the truth, humanity descends into madness. Ironically, and maybe a little tragically, many religions spend a lot of time warning people about the dangers of delusion, and they're not wrong to do it. They tell stories, quote prophets, and wave sacred texts around like roadmaps through the fog of human confusion. The Christian tradition, in particular, gets it mostly right when it raises alarms about moral relativism, that slippery slope where nothing is true. Everything is opinion, and reality is just a buffet of feelings. That kind of thinking can lead to chaos. So yes, watch out for the trap of thinking all truths are equal. Some ideas do deserve to be left at the curb. But here's the twist. Even as they warn us not to chase illusions, religions can become some of the most enthusiastic illusion chasers around. That's the bitter punchline, because instead of using truth to guide, they often try to own it. They turn it into a badge, a weapon, or a magic shield, something to swing at doubters and defend at all costs. But truth doesn't work like that. It isn't something you can copyright or collect like rare coins. Truth isn't a story, even a sacred one. It isn't a belief system, no matter how old or poetic. And it definitely isn't a thought, because thoughts can be wrong, fragile, and hopelessly biased. Truth just is. It exists outside your opinion, outside your tradition, and outside your feelings about it. That doesn't make it cold or distant. It makes it trustworthy, but only if we stop trying to capture it like a firefly in a jar and just let it light the way. So what is the truth? You are. Not your ego, not your opinions, but your being. That deep, quiet awareness beneath all your thoughts, that's the one truth that doesn't come and go. And the closer you stay to that, the more your actions, words, and relationships reflect peace, unity, and sanity. You don't need to argue for that truth. You are it.